Hello.
Aha. Hello.
We are no longer muted and we
Yes.
are not late.
We are not late, but we are live. Yes, broadcasting live from the secret orbital moon base. We're back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. We're back. And apparently it's not summer anymore.
No, it's not. It's shite.
It's shite. The weather has turned, and it is indeed
Yeah. I mean,
shite.
I must admit, it's been a bumper week for Starmer. He has both banned Graham Lennon from Twitter for a few days so
Yes.
he can no longer post Zionist slop, and he also brought the rain in for the Tommy March.
He did, he did. He's turned on the weather machine.
Because Starmer does all of this stuff, by the way, guys. He
Yes,
is
he
the one
does.
man to blame.
He is the one man. He's Prime Minister. That means he is actually like the undisputed ruler of Britain in a real sense. Really,
Yes.
really, really.
But no, we've been a bit busy doing IRL stuff.
And being sick and having our teeth pulled out.
You know, your teeth pulled out.
Okay, I've been having my
I only
teeth
pull out
pulled
my teeth for fun
out.
when I'm looking for CIA chips and
Yeah,
stuff.
I went to the dentist and they told me that basically all my teeth had cracked.
Yes.
But yes, Moonbase Alpha indeed. John Madden football. If you guys want to support us, you can of course, first of all, buy
By
book.
book. Book now comes in
Hardback.
paperback, hardback, and ebook for all
Yes.
those that are interested in different formats.
We have ebooks, we have hardbacks, we've got all of them.
Or
We've even got.
maybe you're like extremely cool and you want one of every version. Or if you're even cooler than that, you can get in touch with us directly, for we have a number
We've
of.
got like four of them, basically, so do be
Yes.
quick.
I
One of
suppose though,
them's already
if.
been bought.
But if tomorrow 10 people came and asked for them, we could facilitate a
Yes, we
transaction with
could
the
do.
other six.
Yeah, we could. I'm gonna say there's like four of them. We'd have to re-up from the publisher after that. But if you guys want it posted, you could have a signed copy within like 48 hours. Because I will send these by like Tract 48.
But if you don't want to buy a book, you can become a member of the YouTube channel, you
Yes.
can become a subscriber to the Substack, or you can give us a one-time donation on the Ko-fi link that's in the chat.
Yes.
I think that's enough shilling for now. We'll
Well,
probably have
yeah.
a go at shilling later,
We'll probably do a little bit of shilling later, yes,
but I
but
think we're best hitting the ground running because we've got quite a lot to get through.
I think we should hit the ground running. I was going to, yes. Why Civil War isn't coming? I didn't want to say too many redundant things here. In fact, let me just get it out of the way by listing like four things that completely torpedo this argument, and then we can get into why people think Civil War is coming. Because I think the fact that Civil War isn't coming in an immediate sense is quite self-evident. But the interesting point is why Civil War isn't coming. Here's all things we've been through before. If you want to look at it, go through our back catalogue if you doubt any of these extraordinary figures. The real reason that Civil War isn't coming is because 10% of the adult population is on PAP. 10% of the working age population. That is not a 10% of people out of work. That is 10% of everybody in Britain between the age of 18 and 64 is on PAP as we speak. Not has been on PIP, not will be on PIP, is on PIP. We have a UBI system. Civil war isn't coming to a country that is keeping its excess population literally paid off with UBI. We have universal credit. The bills still get paid. The benefits still get
The
paid.
football season has
Yeah,
restarted.
the football still
It's
gets played.
raining.
Yes, you can still get on the internet just about, although people don't like the online safety bill, boo-hoo. You can get a plane to basically anywhere in the world.
Jet 2 holidays.
The collapse hasn't happened yet. We are declining, but a lot of people consider us bizarre conspiracy theorists. The greatest conspiracy of all is that nothing happens. Why nothing happens, we will explain to you. But yes, no, 10% of people are on PIP. That's why David Betts can go suck a fart.
Yes. But anyway,
But
we should laugh at all this Civil War crap anyway. I mean, has no one been watching America for the last decade?
yes, we
Where
should do.
for, to be fair, even more in the decade, since at some point in the 90s, people have been running around screaming, Civil War! Civil War! And, do you hear that?
Yeah, that's the
It's the
sound.
sound of fuck all
That's the
happening.
sound of Tim Pool being wrong.
Oh, well, that's the baseline. That's background noise. That's like cosmic background radiation.
I'll get that meme up at some point of the my famous barking at the headlines one.
But it was, yeah. It became an important little talking point for a certain subset of people in the States.
It did.
And really what it allowed them to do was have a sort of cop-out, make people angry line that didn't lead people in a direction.
No.
Except that QAnon and feds, at the end of the day, captured all the energy and all the anger around this issue and put it into January 6th.
You remember the US Civil War?
And then there was an impotent sort of quote-unquote rebellion and nothing happened.
No.
And then we had Civil War become such a mainstream idea that, like, Netflix and some other people made a bloody film about it.
Yes.
And it was terrible.
A terrible B-movie got made.
Ugh,
because
Kirsten Dunst was in it.
Because US Civil War had become such a slop. The trough had been filled to such a degree.
My trough runneth over.
My trough does indeed runneth over. There it is. There it is. There's the. I think that's some RuneScape.
Yes.
There's the trough. And Civil War in the US for about 5 years was poured into it. Does anybody talk about a US Civil War anymore? No, because Trump owned the libs.
Yep.
He owned the libs, and they're going back, and there may be or maybe not an Epstein.
We don't need a civil war because Bibi Netanyahu gets what he wants.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because you'll get tired of winning. That's why we don't need. And all that civil war stuff.
A civil war is for panickins.
I described it in the book in Anti-Politics as a Beanie Man fever dream. And that's what it is. All of this is a Beanie Man fever dream. But why? Why, with the humiliation of all of those people who predicted civil war in America ceaselessly for years and now have decided to talk about, I don't know, Taylor Swift getting married or whatever the hell these people now talk about?
Oh, no, they're just gone back to their standard demoralization tactics of showing you white people being murdered by blacks all day on Twitter.
Yes, it's important that you... being right-wing is about being afraid of black people. The more you cower in front of black people, the more right-wing you are.
Let's keep moving here.
let's keep moving. We're fighting the good fight. Anyone with a functioning brain cell can draw a line between the civil rights narrative of, quote-unquote, America, the fact that none of these people really move outside of it. If you look at QAnon, if you look at the people who stormed the Capitol, these are not quote-unquote radicals. These are actually extremely boilerplate people. But the hysteria for a quote-unquote civil war was increased to such a degree that it did affect both the actions on January 6th and the reaction to it. The prosecution of many of these people was openly bolstered and used in legal arguments that these people were trying to enact a civil war.
Yes.
That these people tried and failed to overthrow America in a revolutionary act that simply was not there. They had to make it up.
What it did,
yes,
and what it has not yet done here was formalized a partisan relationship into law.
Yes.
And that was your factions of Democrat and Republican. Over here, it'll be lefties and Islam, patriots and Zionism.
But again, that completely doesn't make sense, though. As a hyper-real narrative, that was something that people bought into, that Democrats and Republicans, again, slop film, that Democrats and Republicans would be fighting in a left versus right civil war situation where the polarization of the country has got to such a degree that we're in active conflict.
And we're going to have to debate whether or not you should eat your shit lib neighbor.
Yeah, I'm going to have to eat my neighbor. It's important that we understand that the Civil War narrative was extremely useful to the US authorities when it came time to persecute a group of people who were not revolutionaries, who were Republican content creators, and who walked around a building for 5 minutes not quite knowing what to do.
And also wind down and reintegrate a specific cohort of people that they went out to radicalize.
Yes. Yes, they actively had to foment this to make it happen.
Yes.
A huge amount of time, effort, and security state resources was invested in convincing these people that there would be a civil war in order to frame their very tepid actions as the lead up to a civil war.
Yes.
And here we are. So here we are with civil war hysteria coming to the UK. It seems to be David Betts, and we'll get into him near the end, and we'll get in. He'll probably get his own stream at some point because, spoiler alert, fuck David Betts. He's basically an intelligence officer.
But I'm sure you know enough to know that Andrew Gold, Winston Marshall, the New Culture Forum, Charlie Downs, Connor Tomlinson, Mary Harrington, all these people from this sort of soup have all made sure to give their opinion on the Civil War and what they think's going to happen. And it's become so much so that it's actually, I mean, it's our belief now that this is actually starting to become a bit of a dangerous talking point. Because what's being insinuated, say, for example, in this interview with Charlie Downs here...
Oh, this slightly... I actually think Nina Power's quite sincere.
Oh, no, I was going to say that one's more egregious for a different reason, I think.
Yes.
But one Charlie Downs essentially suggests that, well, there won't quite be civil war, but what will happen is the Southport riots will happen extending across the length of Britain, and as such, there will be civil unrest, and during the process of the civil unrest, political entrepreneurs will take the reins of the people and they will arm themselves against the lefty Muslim Starmerite alliance.
Although maybe not. It depends on what it depends on what your point of view is.
But what really gets me with this is who are these political entrepreneurs?
Yes. Well, one, who are these factions? Because the factions are not defined at all.
Well, no, they've tried to.
They've tried to, but they don't make any sense.
Yes.
It's just like the Democrat-Republican factions don't make sense in America if you get to a hot war situation. It's this, there's many different political alliances of convenience that happen in the UK. And the idea that any of these political alliances of convenience will lead to a solidified front that could form, like an armed militia is ridiculous, especially within the confines of the political process. I find this whole thing insane. Personally, I find it insane and worrying. But as you said, there's no identification of who the factions will be in a realistic sense. But there's no identification of who is leading these people.
Yes.
Who are supposed to be these supposed thought leaders who will transform into these militia leaders somehow?
But there's the other tweet you have here as well from Nina Power, the woman that used to write Compact magazine. I know so many intelligent, conscientious, reasonable, and just people in London who combine to amount something like a government in waiting. Can we not just clear out the corrupt regime already? Sick of these humourless ideologues and pathocrats. Well, maybe this is somewhat tongue-in-cheek. Maybe this is partially a joke. But if you're one of these idiots that works for some sort of proxy that hangs off of MI5 like Hope Not Hate, and you read this stuff, and you are the sort of paranoid leftist that does think there's some Nazi rebellion right around the corner, this would give you reason to go digging around people. And I'm sorry, Mrs. Power, but I don't understand who you're talking about here.
We have met many of these supposedly high-flying dissident people who are semi-in government, and, you know, some of which are old money, some of which aren't. Some of them are our friends and do quite well and are very realistic about the low base we're coming from. In fact, our position and our ideas were bolstered by people behind the curtain when we met them, because the people who have their heads screwed on know how bad things are.
Mm.
And people are getting swept up in this narrative, and it only takes a small coordinated push to inject this narrative into communities that are disorganized and leaderless. This is why we need our own talking point. This narrative is not only wrong, though, it is actively dangerous. It creates pretext for the security services. These people are preparing for armed conflict and revolution. Exactly how January 6th prosecutions were fed by the Civil War narrative in the USA. This narrative and the idea of a political dam breaking is pushed by the same people we've seen time and time again who verifiably represent outside interests. What worries us, and we've charted these people, and we'll chart them even more heavily in the next book, spoiler alert. I'm trying to go through all this.
Oh, give it time.
Yeah, give it time. But this does seem to be coming from inside the house.
Yes.
This does seem to be coming from people who have tangential and direct links to the US security state. The narrative that a civil war is coming is being pushed by the media, but it's being pushed by alt-media to a much greater degree. And it's people like Andrew Gold, it's Unheard, it's all of these Tory bubble, think tank adjacent people, and it seems to have mostly been spearheaded by Mr. David Betts, but everyone is now singing from this Civil War hymn sheet.
And I think
it's ridiculous.
And I think as well, with the next link we've got here, it's worth demonstrating the importance of this. They aren't trying to instigate a civil war.
Oh, ah, yes, that's what everyone claimed that our militia. What the fuck does the word civil war mean? I'm sorry, but let me talk to you. Civil war doesn't actually mean civil war. It means there might be some conflict. No, civil war means civil war. You took a concept, you redefined it, and now you're waffling because you said civil war, but you don't mean civil war. You mean decline, decay, and disorder. That is not civil war.
Anyway. Part of the reason why they're doing this is because it's about the narrative. It's about fundamentally having a psychologically manipulative effect that your resistance is not impotent.
Yes.
But you know deep down it is.
Yes.
Supreme Court turns around last week and goes, actually, we'll do what we want with the migrants and we will put them where we please. BS, BS, therefore we rule.
Yes. Well, it is. This is a great example. Months of wrangling, protests, legal cases, funding, money, all of this, resources, energy, political energy was whipped up and focused into this court case. They tried to haggle with the boxcar door. They tried to ask the anti-white machine not to be anti-white, and it told them, jog on. In fact, it wasted their time for months first. Then it told them to jog on.
And then the only thing that's really changed off the back of this is that the police now have a database of who local activists are and also have undoubtedly planted a myriad of what you might refer to as Shuckman types, either directly from the Met office or through NGOs like Hope Not Hate. We've got all these citizen journalists walking around, filming everybody's faces, getting everybody's names. Yeah. So everybody know who everybody is. I mean, let's say, for example, there was some effective use of public protest and a show of force at a demonstration. Why would you waste your bloody powder now?
Yes.
Show all these faces, have all these people, all also, these organisers already out in the public.
Is, you know, as we'll get to later, what is this supposed to do? Is this, quote-unquote, peaceful resistance? Is this lawfare? Is this Northern Ireland-style sectarianism? What is this?
Well, I'll tell you what
it is. Supposed to be?
It's all abject bloody cringe.
Well, there is no victory through the process. The process, TM, is designed to waste time and energy whilst things supposedly being arbitrated are implemented in the background. Months of protests and court cases lead nowhere. The process has concluded. Those in power say the invaders stay. That's what you get for participating in the process, TM. Congratulations. You participated. They said no. And now you must respect the quote-unquote law. But yes, what we do get is...
Let's slop.
Well, let's get onto this. Let's really get into this. Apparently, this is a sign of a coming civil war. AI-generated Mr. Bean... AI-generated Winston Churchill.
Who clips through the flag.
Yeah, AI...
Paddington
and the Queen.
And loads of brown people marching.
And AI-generated... This came from, was it Charles... Was this Charles Hayward or was
this
the other one?
No, this is from David Atherton.
David Atherton.
Creepy Uncle Dev.
Creepy Uncle Dev, a grabby Zionist-in-chief. David Atherton put this out. And this, apparently, is the solidarity that will lead to the Patriots taking up arms in the coming Civil War.
But God, let's cycle through the cringe. Let's get it out.
Tommy quoting Elon Musk.
Woo! Patriots! Big
Woo,
Ten!
Woo! Patriots! Woo! Thank you. Thank you, Elon. Thank you from descending from the heavens to say... Ooh! I'm sorry, but this is pathetic. The people you see on screen are being pathetic. Do not lick Elon Musk's fucking balls in Year of Our Lord 2025. What are you doing? What are you doing? Again, look at this. Tommy Robinson, Elon Musk, ooh, the flag. You feel revolutionized yet? Do you feel the coming conflict? And the thing is, this was mostly pushed by the media. If something was happening, TM, you would not see it.
No.
You would not hear hide nor hair if there was a genuinely dissident organization going around doing things that genuinely bothered the government. Like a lot of the violence during lockdown.
Mm.
Yes, there was a lot of violence during lockdown. People tried to raid empty shopping centers. People tried to have raves. The police came and busted a lot of people in, and nobody ever heard about it. Yep. The same way that when a paedophile gets beaten to death in remote parts of Scotland, you don't hear about it.
No.
It's all of that, basically. I'm sorry, I'm trying to get through these, but it's... God, all of this is just so fucking awful.
Close them as we go.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Sorry, but it was on the headline.
Jewish students join in with Operation Raise the Colours.
Woo, Turning Point UK. Don't you like who's in your corner?
Do you know what? You know when you're on to some.
No, it doesn't represent us. No, sorry, go on.
I was going to say, you know when you're on to radical regime terrifying action when Jewish students have sanctified it for you.
Yes, thank you, Jewish students, for giving us the civil rights cover to raise our own flag.
We're so grateful.
We're so grateful for the civil rights cover.
God, the chosen people are so kind to us.
This on Vox Lopuli. Black and white unite. Local immigrants protest shoulder to shoulder with their neighbours.
We're all victims of grooming gangs.
We're just as British as you are.
Oh, and then this prick.
Yeah, this prick.
I like his one because that's from today, yeah. I believe. Right as the RAF is helping Israel bomb Qatar by providing refueling planes for Israeli bloody fighter jets.
Yes.
Oh, you know, what a day to have the RAF flag out.
Just people like this. What was that one as well? But Raphael Hillel Mankou.
Raphael Hillel Mankou of the New
British
Culture
Identity.
Forum.
Yeah. Don't you like who's in your corner?
But what has this all led to? What have we got off the back of this? We've got Keir Starmer turning and going, actually, I think people should put flags up and I support them.
Actually, I'm something of a flag myself.
Keir Starmer, patriot. And all of a sudden, all the energy about grooming gangs, about re-migration, all the anger is integrated into a platform that even the Labour Party can accept.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Well,
as long as there is no hard separation between the earnest efforts to rebuild Britain and the likes of Tommy Robinson, then any energy will always be captured by containment values-based Zionist neocons.
We've skipped a bit here.
I don't know, we can always go back to
Yeah.
Arguing about the intentions of the grassroots activists who have had their efforts stolen and subsumed is irrelevant. This phase will pass because the UK state can easily wear the flag like a skin suit, exactly as they did during the Platinum Jubilee, Queen's death, the coronation, and for the lionesses.
Ooh, remember all the flags for the lionesses? I remember when they first started seeing those flags. I thought, oh, is the rugby on?
Because let's not forget, what was the goal? There was never a defined goal for Operation Raise the Colours. The Civil War crowd seemed to think this would turn England into Northern Ireland. Others said it was to annoy the migrants. Others said it was to counteract Palestinian flags. No wonder our Jewish patriots in heart have spirits in mind there. Then came the blanket media coverage and people following over themselves to agree and co-opt something obviously and easily. Vibes-based action and bottom-up thinking. These people talked themselves out of a reasonable politics.
Yeah, they did. They talked themselves out of the basics of elite theory. It's like, okay, if this was organic, if a quote-unquote group of patriots went around putting up flags, that doesn't matter. If you start a mass movement that has no gatekeeping mechanisms, no real structure, no leaders, and no clear goal, then what's going to happen? Someone's going to sweep in and they're going to take it away from you. And you can bitch and moan all you want about it. Starting is genuine. But they have the numbers, they have the resources, and they have all of the intellectual marketplace, in quotes. They own the marketplace of ideas. They are able to manufacture celebrities and talking points and mobilize people in a far better way than you are. Why did you get into a competition of mass and scale with mass managerialists?
Right. Have you got the little slide you want here for you don't subsume?
Oh, no, I didn't actually. I couldn't find that one. But no, that is the big point here, that when you get into a pissing contest that requires mass and scale, when you are getting into a mass protest competition with a mass government, they subsume you because you are smaller than them. They are bigger than you.
And they are more organized.
They are more organized.
They are in power, and you are not. You don't have an organization, you don't have a leadership, you don't have a goal, you don't have a structure, and you're fighting a giant, organized mass structure. They are going to steal your political energy and laugh at you, which is what has happened.
But at the end of the day, let's just consider what's been happening during this same period. You know, what happened in... that's what happened in London this weekend, off the back of Raise the Colours and all this patriot-related energy. Is Reform UK's
the deputy
Richard
leader
Tice...
of Reform, who many people consider a government in waiting, in quotes, is currently he and the other members of Reform took on this whole flag thing very enthusiastically.
Indeed.
In fact, many people now think the hanging of the flags represents you being a Reform voter or a Tommy supporter, because those are the two biggest visible pushers of the flags. And you could argue that they don't represent us, but yes, they do. You created a mass movement and you got crowded out of it.
That's the irony of democracy. You do not get to choose who represents you, do you?
No, you don't. Everyone else chooses for you. Woo! Democracy! Democracy in action! We all just hang up the flags and oh no.
The marketplace
of ideas. Let's get into this then. Here's
stand up for your values with fucking
British values.
Michael Gove and Richard Tice and Rabbi whoever.
Yeah, and the chief rabbi. Britain's march against anti-Semitism. Never again is now.
Is that that Elon Levi guy as well? There's all sorts of people probably in this.
And this is the
guy
end.
At the end is also, I think, the Never Again book guy.
This is
Never Again never looked so good.
My goodness. It's all like integration propaganda, though.
Yes, I think we've got a couple images left for this before we get into the next bit.
Yes. I will drink it in. This is the end point of the flag wave.
Look at the colours being raised, hand in hand and side by side with the Star of David and signs about how the Red Cross is supporting Gazan genocide or something, because those are issues of domestic concern.
70,000 people marched. Can you get 70,000 people to march in your racist interpretation of the flag hanging? No, you can't.
Honoured to march with a campaign against anti-Semitism today and speak to its huge crowd, many tens of thousands. I must admit, I'm going to DM Richard Tice on Twitter after this, because I think there's one optic conference. I think they should call it the anti-Semitism march, just to make it snappier. Like, that would confuse anyone.
Note the professionally printed socialist worker-style signs here from the campaign against.
Up to anti-Semitism.
Yeah, Andrew Fox. You don't see a sea of these flags at the fifth columnist pro-Hamas marches. You do in the march against anti-Semitism, standing with our Jewish brothers and sisters.
Because they are not a subverted united front like we are.
Again, they're talking about raising the colours. Look at them. What does this march have to do with raising the colours? Well, you've been subsumed into it. Congratulations, if you hung up my flag, this is what people think you're doing.
But at the same time, what else is going on? Julia Hartley Brewer is on a Home Office trip to Israel and she's taking pictures from the hostage square in Tel Aviv.
Well, we don't quite know. We'll get into it. We don't know if she was on a Home Office junket or a Judeo-Christian NGO junket.
I'm going to suggest that Julia Hartley Brewer's proximity to some of the government's media management over COVID and the vaccines, this is a Home Office job. Unlike, there's a picture of her with a fucking mask on. remember to take your mask off when you're kissing the wall. That Mr. No Chance guy's a bit of a prick sometimes, but that's a topper. You can have that one.
There we go.
But who else was in Israel this week?
Who else has been in Israel this week? It's
Base Sprog Nimeroino.
It's Base Sprog. I visited Israel for the first time. Here's what I learned.
For the first time. Yeah. Presuming he's going to go again.
Oh, don't worry, Connor. You're going back.
it turns out actually that Yoram Hazani's Herzl Institute, the people that brought you the Edmund Burke Foundation and the National Conservatism Conference, also flew out influencers to Israel to help bolster the Judeo-Christian Alliance in the UK.
Where's his reply here? Because he talks about it, actually.
Oh, someone starts berating him. There you go, yes.
Here we go.
Regardless of motive, momentum is against Israel, hence why its foreign ministry invited American influencers to tour the country, concerned that positive perspectives towards Israel are falling across all younger age groups. I know some who declined, fearing their careers would suffer irreparable damage. Wonder why that would be. I went on a different trip, run by Yoram Hazany's Herzl Institute. I accepted because the explosive politics of that region mean I may never get another chance to walk the Dolorosa, pray in the Garden of Gethsemane, or visit the Church of the Holy Sepulchre before they are bombed to rubble.
By who?
For what purpose?
Yeah, for what purpose? Mr. Tomlinson.
Was the IDF going to blow it up? Because they do like blowing up some of their Christian relics.
Mr. Tomlinson, do you think the War of Gog Magog is coming? Have you been speaking? Well, you have been speaking to Israeli politicians. Have they told you that?
In the Kesnet of all places.
Yeah, has the Kesnet told you that Netanyahu is going to greet the Messiah?
Did you get your burial plot in the Valley of Megiddo?
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm sure these people are in Israel at the exact same time.
Oh, no, don't worry, though.
And he wasn't raising the colours happening and everything else. And it's all just a coincidence.
Yes, I'm sure all of this is coincidence. As the March for anti-Semitism is going on, I'm sure that all of this is a complete coincidence. Don't worry, though, he wasn't paid. He had an all-expenses-paid trip to Israel by an explicitly... The tagline of the Herzl Institute is basically promoting Jewish thinking to Christians.
Yes, no, literally.
As in, you know, Jewish people, the people who don't think Christ is the Messiah. It seems a bit mutually exclusive to me, but
nah,
I don't know.
You're overthinking it.
You know, the people who have a... Again, though, here's his article from Courage Media. You know,
why Israel lost the right. If the Jewish state wants to rehabilitate their reputation, they should just export their model of nationalism to the West.
Well, his whole thrust is, we need to be more like Israel. No. No, we fucking don't. We don't need to be like the Jewish Policy Center, one of their premier NGOs, talking about how they want to bomb churches.
I mean, to be fair, we're harbouring paedophiles.
Yeah.
To your system of justice.
The largest creator of spyware in the world.
Yeah.
No, why must our nationalism be framed through Zionism? Why is Connor Quisling Tomlinson telling us that we need to be more like Israel?
And we need their permission.
We need their model. We need their model of nationalism. They need to win us back by exporting their wonderful government to us. No, Connor, I know he tried to put in all of this equivocating, but it's an advert. It's an advert with some criticism, but this is an advert. He's desperately trying to rehabilitate the image of Israel.
But did you know, like, it's somebody was taking apart some of the linguistic crap he was up to in his little post, and it was pointing out the fact that, well, of course he suggested he's not going to kiss the wall because he's a Catholic, but he still spends a considerable amount of time talking about the sacredness and the fact it's the Holy Land.
It's not hard to not go on an Israeli government press junket.
I mean, even Sargon admitted on a stream like a week or two ago he was offered it and didn't do it.
Yeah, if Carl Benjamin thinks that the optics are too bad...
Screw the optics, I'm going to Tel Aviv.
The man who'll stand at these terrible Tommy rallies with hybridized Israeli and British flags at them. Yeah, because we've not even got to the Tommy stuff yet. You know what? We're not even going to talk.
Let's just keep going.
But yes.
Let's get battering through this.
This is all I'm going to say about Tommy.
Is that based in Bougie or is that the other black woman? I'm sorry. Wait, is that Kemi Badenoch?
Wow, I can't believe I met Kemi Badenoch.
Oh, it's either her or Nana Acuna. I can never tell the difference.
Nana Acuna, what a terrible name. Sorry.
Ain't no passing phase.
It means no worries.
For the rest of your days.
Sing it, kid.
But yeah, where is all color? Raise the colors. Get out and march. Get out and protest. Where is all this energy going to go?
Well, it's going to go into the super chat because I'm not read any of them yet.
I was actually. Let's batter through a few of these.
Some of the super chat. Do you want to read these?
Can
out?
We get this black woman off the screen first, at least?
Let's put the thumbnail back up.
Let's do our friends a service here and save their eyes for a moment.
Well, let's save our own eyes and do this.
Not only is it an op, but the Civil War talk sums up to being a childish bottom-up appeal to authority, an ultimatum. If you don't do this, then yes, Meta Britain. Very much
thank
so.
You for the £5.
Yes, and thank you for the £5.
Coney, current year, we'll probably just read two of these. You've said a lot
no,
of
he's,
them.
He's done them all in a row, so I'll just read it in one big go, because it's about 25 quid's worth. Cool. I used to think Zionism was toxoplasmosis for nations. Now I think it's more like a cordyceps fungus for nations. Very good. In the comments of AE's Civil War stream, I asked the question of whether a resurgent IRA could reemerge and target the Irish government. No, not unless it's going to be supported by the US.
Yes.
Seeing as the country has a modern history of violently resisting an oppressive government, turns out all that's left are a bunch of aged boomers with no foreign backing, pretty much. If there isn't going to be an Irish nationalist fighting a GAA puppet regime in Ireland, there won't be a civil war in Britain.
Exactly.
Yes. RA with another fiver. Great to see you guys streaming. Keep it up, friends. Thank you. And Coney current year suggesting Swindon's harvester manager should know better. No idea who's talking about there.
Thank you. Yeah, well, thank you for the donations, people. I will double check to make sure I haven't missed any on the Ko-fi as well. But yes, we have some more to discuss here, and I will get to that in a sec. But I just again, we'll don't worry, we'll get Base Blackie off the screen.
What's next? Oh yes,
here we go.
And this is the other part of this, of course. It is a large number of people involved in raising the colours and the general. For their Americanization of our own politics are the same people who are all the signatories of the October Declaration.
Yes.
Something that we have pointed to
greatest ally
for a couple of years now nearly.
Yes.
Because this was done right off the back of October 7th as a guide of people that you should not be following. When these people touch something, you should step
away.
Well,
this is all pre-raise the colours. All the arguments about, oh, well, you shouldn't see flags apart from the British flag and the Palestinian flag shouldn't be. All of that was soft Zionism. Raise the colours. As soon as they mentioned Palestinian flags, I knew where this was going.
Yeah.
We all knew where this was going as soon as they mentioned the Palestinian flags. But here...
Oh, there you go. Here's your movement.
Woo! We're going to copy America and be Israel's greatest ally. Do you want a Republican government? Do you just want, like, the American Republicans copied and pasted to Britain? Is that your victory? A lot of people think that would be better, and a lot of people would consider that a victory. But it's not.
I've got to say thank you to Lamented Guide for his $5 and his little weird fox sticker thing.
Thank you for you being the only person on YouTube that ever uses the super stickers. You'll probably get an award from YouTube at some point for having sent the most super stickers because no fucking uses them.
But yes, I don't really have anything else more to say about Matt Goodwin that wouldn't really be legally actionable. Put it that way.
He's a diddy. He's such a diddy.
Mata diddy.
But like, just look at this. But
here's the last
thing in the great British national protest.
Oh, these were the people that were going to do the great British national strike, and then everyone turned around and went, "Excuse me, this reads like a fucking psyop." So they rebranded everything, and there's some like weird ginger guy that runs the page. There's got a bit of that, like, Leo Kersnel soul behind his eyes thing going on.
Civic, oh my god,
create a $50 super sticker, madman.
Madman. Thank you very much, Madman Blythe there.
Magrim Blythe.
I'm gonna call you Madman Blythe for giving us 50 quid.
Of course, raising the colours, protesting against asylum hotels, it's not about ethnic pride. It's not about a sense of race. It's about values. And if any good, God-loving person, be they brown, short, tall, fat, skinny, or whatever else, believes in Christian British
values,
then they can be part of the tribe.
Don't you love your flag and your values?
Anyway, what else is fucking going on?
What else is on?
Some bent got released from prison. No one filmed her actually getting released because even though it seems to be the most important political prisoner in the world, no one was there to take a picture of her when she came out for some reason. I don't know. It's all a bit strange, really, isn't it?
Should we talk about what she talks about, which is the... I've not got the...
We don't have the transcript up because, to be honest, I'm not going to fucking read it. But at the same period of time, amidst all this agitation, we've had Lucy Conley be used as an example as to why brown people in Britain who commit crimes should be put to more spurious or sort of more intense sentencing, and that spurious decisions led to Lucy Conley getting a sentence which she shouldn't have been there for, and it wasn't right, and it's two-tier justice, and you should all get angry. You should all get angry and follow her as a patriot and a hero. That's why when she came out of prison, she told everyone that she's not a racist.
Well, what I'll do
and
is
she's
I'll...
a nice person, and she actually likes the legal working migrants.
Yes, I actually have these to get up, because they are quite extraordinary. If you want to read that, I'll just put this up here.
But Lucy hadn't said that. What she said in her long interview with the police was, I'm well aware that we need migrants. I'm well aware that if I go to the hospital, there are immigrants working there, and the hospital wouldn't function without them. I'm also well aware of the difference between legal migrants and illegal migrants, and they are not checked, and nor is what they might have done. We need a database to solve that problem, don't we?
Yes, we need digital
ID. It's a national security issue, and they're a danger to children. Sentiments which are shared by millions of British people.
Wow.
Lucy broke down and cried when she heard how her words were misrepresented. Whatever else she was not a bigot. Lucy and her two sisters had been raised by an old-fashioned socialist mother to abhor racism. The Connollys asked for a transcript of the police interview, which was grudgingly handed over after a long delay. Lucy's mother complained to the CPS, and they correct.
Just look at the language here. The NHS needs migrants. This is a security issue. Again, neuro-linguistic programming.
I mean, God forbid, you know, this woman's husband that's a Tory councillor was part of, and you know, making the psyop of COVID seem legitimate or anything, but... Oh!
There's more here.
Oh, wait, he was. In addition, Lucy is also compassionate and empathetic, always willing to offer assistance to those in need. We came to this country as immigrants working in the NHS and naturalised over time. We have different faith and belief from Lucy's, but Lucy has always been respectful towards us and kind to our child. We have never witnessed any racial discrimination or behaviour from her or her lovely family. We can say with full conviction that over the years, Lucy has become a good friend on whom we can rely, and seeing her get arrested has been extremely painful and shocking for us. We sincerely hope you that these facts bear consideration prior to her pre-sentencing. I presume this is some brown woman...
Yes, this is someone who works at the hospital with her. But yeah, if you put out a free Lucy Connolly tweet, congratulations, you took part in a de-radicalization operation full of talking points about security and anti-racism. Because you're an idiot.
But anyway, screw Lucy Connolly. Yeah. I don't think she's serious. I'll tell you who's serious and who we should really care about and his freedom.
Oh, God. Again, the new statesman.
Yeah, I'll go away. But Graham Linehan, man of the chosen people... Because free speech ain't free at all. As a matter of fact, it's a lucrative business.
Free speech isn't free. It takes folks like you,
Jew and me.
Yeah, and if you won't give Toby Young your bucko five, who will?
I don't know. Just feel free to click through these. All it took was like 2 seconds looking up Jews on his timeline. So you can clearly see why Graham Linehan was treated as a political prisoner who was improperly sentenced. Because, of course, how could a man who believes things like this ever believe anything improper?
Again, massive media blitz.
Yes.
We don't really talk too much about Graham Linehan, but there were four, I believe, New Statesman articles. Not New Statesman. There were
Spectator.
There were four Spectator articles within hours.
New Statesman.
There was eight.
Unheard.
Yes.
Critic. Everybody covered it. Talk TV was all over it. Free speech unions raised another bomb off the back of it. Graham Linehan's been let back on the internet to post more Zionist slop for however long he wants. I swear, actually, when he was banned off Twitter for 2 days... the amount of Zog slop on my timeline decreased drastically. They then obfuscated the arrest at the airport with different cases and different charges to make it seem as if he was being arrested for something that he hadn't been charged for yet. Of an exaggeration, because he was not arrested. He was taken away for questioning and then nearly had a panic attack and a blood pressure over 200 because he's a fat, greasy weasel. I don't like Graham Linehan. We could describe his possessions all day, but I swear all you have to do is look at him.
Just look at him.
Just look at him.
Fucking
do you think a man that has to pick low-hanging fruit supposed in like videos of people from Hamas being bombed and pictures of double mastectomies for disgust reactions on Twitter is a thoroughgoing good person? I tend to think otherwise.
Oh,
but of course, he wants to raise the colours and all that, so he's a patriot. Woo!
Woo, patriotism. Woo. Yay, a patriot.
Woo. Lord, grant me the confidence of someone lecturing Jews about their country in Auschwitz.
Can you not feel it? I've nearly dropped in my seat. The Overton window is moving so
it's
fucking
shipping.
Quick.
Oh, damn.
Tell you what, for those of you who don't, again, for those of you who don't think that we, okay, Free Speech Union, I think I put the wrong stuff in here, but the Free Speech Union has been pretty fucking shit recently.
Well, they raised a bomb off the back of it anyway to post a shite.
Well, I wish I could get it up on Telegram, but Telegram doesn't seem to want to put the big things up. But Toby Young, who runs the Free Speech Union, in fact, let me actually go and get
Toby dual nationality Young.
I will take the time. Oh, shit! I am the bit. That's Torrance. Opens a torrent while streaming. It's just Toby Right of Return Young. Yes. I'll just get this image out then. Get it up quickly, but there we go. Let's bask. Here's the leader of my Free Speech Union. Here's what my Free Speech Union leader has to say. A UEFA has been blasted for rolling out a Stop Killing Children banner before the Super Cup, with Jewish groups saying it plays into an age-old anti-Semitic slur and breaches its own rules on political messaging. UEFA accused of promoting Jewish blood libel.
Isn't that a bit anti-Semitic, Toby?
Yeah.
They put out a sign that says, stop killing children, and you instantly think it's about the Jews. Toby, my man.
So here's what he thinks is and isn't my free speech. And this is why we don't stand for free speech.
No, silence your enemies.
We stand for our speech. And we especially stand for silencing Toby Young, an absolute brain rot, self-serving, quizzling, right of return waffle like this.
Oh, can we please get up as well from the stream resources? Because I believe it's about time to talk about the thin end of the wedge.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. It is.
I was gonna use my one. But I suppose
one.
We've got that one as well.
Yes.
It's not quite as accurate though, because we've missed the fundamental dynamic.
That slop rolls downhill.
Slop rolls downhill.
Ah, right, okay. slop does indeed roll downhill. If you imagine the slope, but the whole point we make about this, a lot of people are confused by it at first, but again, the political energy, the first start of the wedge is, oh, maybe we should hang up our country's flag instead of Palestinian flags. It's not the smartest thing to say, but some people might have thought of it spontaneously.
Yes.
And then
the fat end of the wedge comes along, which is, you should support Israel.
Yes. Well, if you don't like Palestinian flags, you know who else doesn't like Palestinian flags? Israel.
Just that simple.
And that's it. They created political energy and for a moment a genuine looking grassroots pro-British idea, and then within 10 seconds it had already been captured. Within a day the Great British Protest people were posting that awful Civnat all rainbow color hands on the flag thing. And that's what this is, the perfect example of being the thin end of someone else's wedge.
Yes.
You say you love the flag, and then Keir Starmer and the entire neocon Zionist lobby comes out.
Get to decide what that flag means.
Well, they get to decide not only what that flag means, but also what loving the flag means.
Yes.
And also what distant activity involving the flag means. All of it. Because they're in power and you are not.
All right, let's get churning through some more of this. We've still got quite a bit to go.
Well, it's also the fact that don't create political energy
that you can't yourself harness.
Yes. And again, The political energy for the flags was created by people and then harnessed by, again, the March Against Anti-Semitism. The Tommy March hasn't even happened yet. That Tommy March is going to be the final nail in the coffin of all of this. After that Tommy March, no one who considers themselves politically cool will mention hanging a flag ever again. Or at least until the next cycle that this all comes up.
At least until, like, Kehinde Andrews goes on Good Morning Britain and whinges about it as imperialism.
We have about a year until people decide that this is a good idea again, because all of this has been turned incredibly cringe. And that's the whole point, as that's what you were saying earlier. This has become cringe-coded. And that's what they do. They take your ideas, they bastardize them, and they make nobody ever want to come near them ever again. Who was a serious politico after the Tommy Robinson rally and all of this, as somebody who is quote-unquote dissident into distant politics, is going to pick up an England flag and go, woo, all we need to do is hang more of these guys. You look like an idiot already. And the laggards are the only people who are still defending this. We came out day one, and what did we do? We popped people's bubble, and people bitched, and they moaned, and they shouted at us, and they told us to post AI-generated images of a little girl.
And then everything we said would happen happened.
Where have they gone?
Worse.
Where's all your little, oh, it's good propaganda? No, it isn't, because you've stopped posting it within a week. She's disappeared. Where is the two-knife little girl? She disappeared. She appeared for 2 minutes and disappeared. She had less shelf life than Ugandan fucking Knuckles.
I'm sorry, but that shit was one of the biggest, just, like, most misplaced moves of people I've ever seen. And then when the excuse and the story came out, supposedly from the mother, that she just had these weapons on her, nah, no one should have touched that with a bloody barge pole. Anyway, we've got shitloads of stuff to churn through here, and it's already approaching 8 o'clock fast.
Well, the first thing I want to do is talk about the fact that people say that we don't have any answers, but we consistently give people, and people praise this, people like what we say about this, but then they go ahead and just don't do it and don't listen. We have consistently offered these solutions, and we have even delivered them in person as speeches. One, become a community of ethnically aware British people. Nothing can be done unless we are able to rely on one another and find others with the skill set to take further steps. In aid of this, we hosted our Nomos events, which have sadly been unable to do for a while because of personal commitments, which is true. It's very difficult. Create a vanguard of people willing and able to organize and create a genuine structure from which something tangible can emerge. Nothing can be done without first establishing who is responsible for what. Agree on a shared vision of what to do with this organization and structure to better the future of the British people. We should all know who the British are.
There should be no quibbling about it.
Not native British. British. There are people who are British and people who aren't British. You know who they are. They know who they are. And it's certainly a differentiate when it comes time for who's going to pay the reparations, in quotes. I do like Woz's work about that. That was a very good framing.
Point four. Pool financial and professional resources to undertake work and create a real organised structure that can fund legal cases, create policy documents and research, and act as a quasi-union and real-world physical presence. 5. Secure the legal resources to ensure this organisation cannot easily be sued out of existence. Lawfare and defence is one avenue still open to us. You should read Lawfare, Practical Guide by Reactionary Leading Law.
Yes.
Only then can you even attempt to take political action. The latter third of our book is dedicated to these solutions, but you must first fully reject the legitimacy of the current order. Bye book!
Bye book. The book does have... We do offer solutions in the book. And this is a summary of them. But everyone goes, oh wow, those are really good. And then you walk away.
Solutions included.
I had a lot of people go, oh, this is good. Then why are you shitting on other people's barbecue? I'm like, well... But all the other reasons we've just listed.
But to bring it back round to...
To bring it back
round
to Civil War...
200, is that Czech Krone or something?
Yes, Czech Krone.
Piotr. If that's Piotr from Twitter, you are a good poster, good sir.
Yes.
Civil War LARP is cardio for the Westminster pantomime. A real break can't be staged. Is anybody with an honest bone in their body imagine us living in another regime in a year's time, a month's time, 2 weeks maybe? Exactly, my good friend.
Well, for those of you, the happening brain is a terrible thing. And we are taken through these cycles of hyper-reality.
Oh, no, he's got a terrible case of the happenings, Doctor.
Yeah. We've seen ethnic violence much greater in the past. We saw Nick Griffin on Question Time. Can you imagine how many people would think it was happening
if, like, they put Niba Parvini on Question Time, or if they put, what's his face?
Please, AA, now that you're listening to this, and I know you're in the comments, if they offer you to go on Question Time, please don't go on to Question Time. I'd rather you went on to, like, Michael Portillo's Radio 4, or BBC 4 one about trains or something.
Can you imagine the fit that people would throw if they put Kenny Smith on Question Time?
No, they would put him up there, because he'd be a bumbling idiot.
Well, that's what I mean, though, but that's not where we are. Mm-hmm. That's where we were. That is not where we are. Does anybody really remember, like, the Burnley riots? Mm. The Bradford riots?
Like, people in pubs that were open having firebombs thrown at them by Muslim gangsters who tried to
Muslim oust people gangs
from the communities.
Tried to firebomb pubs full of people and nothing happened. I lived through this. People, like, some of my family come from there. The people who talk about, like, oh, the British are waking up. There's never been energy like this. Nothing like this has happened before. I want to, like, grab you and slap you and shake you. Like, you are a newly born idiot. You have no idea what people have gone through in this country for the last 30 years. People have been doing things. People have gone to prison. People have been killed because of this. People I know went to prison. Someone I used to know was a Burnley ultra. He got put in prison for putting a bin through a rape gang packy's fucking takeaway. He was an absolute psycho, but an absolute hero. Yes, people do things. They go to prison, they get crushed, you don't hear about them. This hyper-real sense that this has only just started happening is insulting. You have no idea of the history of this country. You have no idea what's been going on in the north of England for more than 30 years. Since the 70s, this has been going on. The 90s, it exploded into violence. In the 2000s, it exploded into violence again. And all of you forgot this because you live in a hyper-real bubble. You don't care about the people of Burnley. You don't care about the people of Oldham. You don't care about the people of Bradford. You care about Poosting. And you do not know what people have gone through. You do not know the history of the nationalist movement in this country. And you do not know the people who sweated and bled for it before you because you are an idiot on Twitter. You have no idea what's going on in this country because you are looking at a screen. Anyway,
so in short, civil war, not happening.
I find, like, especially like that Zuma historian person, like, good lord, like,
I'm sorry, who?
Who?
I don't know, just these weird people on Twitter that keep being infatuated with my visage and posting pictures of me all over the place.
Again, all of this has happened before. Most people... to most people, what happened in Southport is televised online hyper-reality. It is. All of this has happened before. The firebombing by Muslims, the race riots, we've had happening levels far higher than this before. And we go through all of these therapeutic cycles. I remember the BBC doing this in the early 2000s. We're listening.
And
we know you're
still doing it.
We know your
day.
Concerns about asylum seekers are real. Yeah, the BNP won councillors, multiple councillors in Dagenham, and you think it's happening now? I'm not angry. It's not right. Locals want asylum hotels shut down, but is shared houses the answer? This is just propaganda for HMOs. This is
which they're already doing anyway.
This is just soft equivocating over things that have already happened. They're asking people permission for things they've already done. They're only talking about the HMOs now. Now we're about 10 years after them starting to do that. That has been going on. We talked about it 3 years ago. There's a video, go to our video section, Clear Springs, Mears Group, Serco. That is who is putting the migrants in the houses. We know this. We've combated this ourselves in our own area, and people that we know have done it too. But it just keeps coming. And participating in the process doesn't get you anywhere. Waving a flag doesn't get you anywhere. Forgetting that we've had race riots in the past and they've gone nowhere doesn't get you anywhere.
Yeah, but I've got to post that picture of that terrified Ukrainian girl that's been stabbed on the metro cart.
Yes.
Incessantly with statements vaguely suggesting that enough is enough or that something must happen.
Oh, yeah. I see we've got a new Nog of the Week. Nog of the Week. And this, I think this will probably just piss a lot of people off. How dare you? These people were... That little girl suffered. That little woman died.
Of course she fucking suffered. We all suffered at the hands of this. We know this now. There's no revelation to this. Stop reveling in it.
It's just, there's been 1,000 of these. There is an image that goes around on social media for a few days. It gives people an emotional reaction. They feel like they've done something. They rant about the fact that nationalism has never existed in Britain before, and then they leave.
We never got revengeance for Chris Donald, did we? So we're never getting revengeance for these people, are we? It's not going to happen. Grow up and stop being directed by people who do not have your interests at heart. Stop following a narrative where you scream, it's happening, this is the thing that changes. But nothing changes. We don't have victories. We suffer defeat after defeat after defeat. Brexit, Trump 1.0, Beast Boris, the traitors' parliament and the Supreme Court, everything, the world shutting down during lockdown, and nothing happening over it.
January 6th,
stop the boat, Southport,
and the right.
Axel Ribbina. Yeah.
Trump 2.0, the migrant hotel protests, of which Epping was one, the base Scottish girl, and now raise the colours. Before that, we had things like Lee Rigby.
Do people talk about Lee Rigby anymore? Somebody murdered a soldier selling poppies, and nothing happened.
Yeah. They cut his head off live in the street.
Yeah, they cut his head off in the street and nothing happened. Sorry.
Are you going to watch people's ears there?
No, it's just nothing happened. How are people...
Some retard in the comments trying to make it a Ukraine fucking Russia thing. See, that's the other component of it. Is you people live in such a hyper-reality. Call me a troon all you want, but that is hardcore fucking delusion.
I'm quite glad how mad people get at you. You know, it's funny that you being the troon because it makes the psychic damage worse.
Anyway, let's get the 15 minutes David Betts hate on the go.
15 minutes of... I'll let you handle this.
Right, it's not even the last 15 minutes because I'm too fucking angry.
I'll let you do the...
I just need down to the bit and the work stuff before I get down at the bottom. David Betts, he's all over the place. He appeared on that Louise Perry's podcast and talked about Civil War. Yeah, it's just that bit.
Okay.
He then went on the New Culture Forum and Konstantin Kissin on Trigonometry and all the other shows, and everyone's following his line. So obviously this is all organic. Betts himself headed a 2-year US Defense Department Minerva-funded project on strategy and the network society beyond. The department, he is also a senior fellow of the Foreign Policy Research Institute.
A.K.A. the Council on Foreign Relations.
Yeah, he's totally not part of the elite circle, him, is he? He has advised and worked with the UK MOD and GCHQ on strategic issues, counterinsurgency and stabilisation doctrine.
We're gonna have a stream about David Betts at some point, and we're going to show you how he is like Matt Goodwin times 15. Mm. Some of the stuff that he has said is extraordinary, and some of the things he is doing fall perfectly in line with what he told the security state to do to populations during the war on terror.
Go on to the next tweet and then we can talk about some of the other documents, because it's something I grabbed. It's just the next. I mean, this is something I grabbed from his Civil War paper, because I'm sitting there wondering, like, what is he doing? How is he working out that civil war is going to happen? Well, here is his methodology. First, I refer to some examples of the guardedness of civil infrastructure, which I observed directly. Second, and somewhat more complicated, the way that I have attempted to assess the mood and amorphous plans of insipid revolutionaries is through consistent looking over a decade on the anonymous image boards 4chan and 8chan. Flash poll, a range of Twitter and Telegram channels and websites, and surprisingly usefully, the user review sections of controversial books on Amazon and Goodreads book sites. There are no archives of these sites, although links to Amazon reviews are relatively stable. While admittedly unsystematic, my impressions are broadly in accordance with those of the researchers of extremist groups, notably
the Southern Poverty Law Center.
So...
yeah, and the International Centre for the Study of Radicalisation.
So next time you engage with Mr. Betts on Twitter, consider whether or not he's still doing this.
Yeah, David Betts is an intelligence officer sent here to observe you.
Yes.
From the likes of, you know, MI5, the CIA, and the Council on Foreign Relations. He is somebody who has written large amounts of literature about therapeutizing populations to in pursuit of war on terror.
Well, what,
we will again we'll have papers, a full expose on him at some point. But yeah, David Betts thinks there's going to be a civil war because he's saying there's going to be because he actually just sat and wrote down posts from 4chan like the Southern Poverty Law Center did and said, look, there's going to be a civil war. There's going to be a civil war. This is what you're parroting.
But anyway, Betts, all the way back in 2008, which isn't quite this one, this is a paper we'll get to in a second, was doing things like the virtual dimension of contemporary insurgency and counterinsurgency, small wars and insurgencies. This was a massive paper he did both for the Foreign Policy Research Institute and I believe also directly for the American and the British government to tell people how to manage the Afghani population once they turned it over, and how to stabilise it so it didn't fall back into conflict. This is a man who developed soft power techniques for manipulating insurgent populations in Afghanistan and is at the forefront of civil war slop.
How, again,
he's taking this model and he's reappropriated it to the domestic.
Yes.
He's using it to talk about us.
The war.
And not only is he using it to talk about us, I believe if we read one of the paragraphs here, it will become very apparent that we are being manipulated by the model he has put forward. It's the second last paragraph.
This one?
Yes. Now, there's other context for this. I'm sure people have seen the name and the link, so they can go and pick it up if they want. But it's this paragraph
for
me.
This paragraph here is, like, yeah.
Think of everything you've seen online in the last 2 or 3 weeks between the discordant universalist imaging of Raise the Flags and Operation Raise the Colours, and how that has been, need to scroll down again, reappropriated into support for Zionism, support for Tommy, support for these things that don't line up.
Yes.
Cyberspace can be a powerful force for good, but it has a significant dark side also. For one thing, the rapidity and ease of communication means that actions initiated in one place can have practically instantaneous effects on another, regardless of their geographical separation. And the limits beyond which there are no potential attacks are disappearing as national frontiers become more permeable. It seems to accelerate existing revolutionary tendencies and offer new coercive tools to which such groups may escalate, and yet, paradoxically, it also seems to enervate these movements to impair their ability to escalate and to build disciplined cadres over the long term, which heretofore has been a hallmark of revolutionary success. I'm going to read that one again. Talking about the internet here. It seems to accelerate existing revolutionary tendencies and offer new coercive tools to which such groups may escalate. And yet, paradoxically, it seems to also enervate these movements to impair their ability to escalate and to build disciplined cadres over the long term.
He's talking about you, stupid. He's talking about you. See that? You see you there with your flag at home getting mad. He's talking about you because he knows that online revolutionaries get gassed up and they get connected really quickly, but they also fall apart equally as quickly. David Betts knows this, and yet he is telling you to participate in activities he knows will cause your movement to fall apart, to not create disciplined cadres.
And that's the thing, someone in the chat's going, Betts is refusing to admit he was ever wrong. He's not wrong. Like Matt Goodwin, he actually comes out with a lot of things that are true. He's just saying them from the other side.
Some of it is word salad, but you've got to pick out the nuggets here. Look at this. You know, like, we can witness this effect. Yes, the internet has a deleterious effect on movements in that it creates them, it publicizes them very loudly.
And then they disband.
And then they disband because they don't actually exist, because the internet isn't real. It's as we've been talking about for a long time. This is how you are being managed, though. This is how you will be managed. They have to pay people to protest on both sides of the issue.
is another thing as well. The big thing that you find is that Britain is gripped by apathy and lethargy. In fact, the difference between hyper-reality and reality being bigger makes this process
even more effective.
Yes, because what people will do is they will leave the online environment and they will find a Britain that is exhausted, that is lethargic, that is confused, that doesn't know what it is, and doesn't have any energy to do anything, doesn't have any money to do anything, and a group of people who are not activated, not radicalized, but demoralized.
And that's something he directly recognizes earlier in this exact same essay.
Yes.
And what he suggests is the fact that, well, we can create social furores and uprisings and discordance where we couldn't have done so before, because the internet is a tool that allows people to be so interconnected that you can create sort of mass psychological nonsense between them like that. And just as quickly as you can make it, you can take it away.
Yes. The last example, though, is our... We always go back to this because this is possibly the most radicalizing piece of media we've ever made. Belgium's White March. When anyone tells me they're going to go and do the mass protest thing, I always refer them to one of our most harrowing streams. That if you have children, I would seriously brace yourself before watching this, because we don't turn it into true crime. We don't focus on the gory details. We focus on the grinding administrative misery, which is arguably worse. And what happened because of the Dutroux affair is that Belgium covered up mass rape of children by elite figures, openly. There were hundreds of witnesses murdered. There's a German documentary about the 116 dead witnesses. It's references in this video. Everybody knows it. Everyone in Belgium knows it. It is still an open wound. Ask an older Belgian person about the Dutroux affair and they'll shake their head. Belgian politics is fractured. They were able to live without a government for a long time and they have no faith in their institutions because of this. And yet, Belgium still exists as a vassal state of the EU. The Belgian people didn't rise up. They curled up at a ball, or they went back to their own lives. They got political learned helplessness. They realized that the process doesn't work. And instead of escalating, what they did was they realized that they would just have to go home because they had neither the tools nor the organization to stand against these people.
Nor the political will.
3% of Belgium's population was in the streets in a single day. 3%. Nothing happened. Decades of wrangling. Governments have fallen multiple times because of not being able to deal with the Dutroux affair and its fallout. And still, nothing. I would encourage you to go and watch this. In fact, I'll put it in the chat for people who want to watch it afterwards. Because if you've not seen this, you need to see it. Because it will completely destroy your faith in quote-unquote peaceful protest. Read around it. It's extraordinary, and it is one of the perfect examples. But that's all we have really to say. Thank you to everyone who donated. We do have a Ko-fi donation here, but Ko-fi is being funny with me. I will.
Have we got all the chats?
We have got all the super chats. Thank you to everybody who donated. I wish that Ko-fi would show me the actual message in the email, but I have to go through like 15 different. There we go. Thank you from Ko-fi supporter. While I look forward to volume 2, I would request that you remember to let Evelyn out of the library and towards the pub at least. Oh, don't worry, Evelyn's always in the pub. Evelyn basically lives in the pub because she gets sick of these four walls, to be fair, because she cleans a lot. She cleans and go. We let her go to the pub because she cooks and cleans and also does a lot of research.
Gotta go to the old watering hole.
In terms of anything else,
I'm not going to shell off the back of this.
No.
I think it's all a sad state of affairs, and you, the viewer, should ask yourself one simple question. One question and one question only. Do I need to define the rest of my life around this, or should I just go and be a normal person?
Yes.
The latter is the correct answer for almost all of you. And probably us too. Anyway, see you in the pub at some point.
See you in the pub. Bye. Good night.